Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everybody. Al, you miscalculated. I wasn't ready. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we have a roster change today. Rhea's out. John Johnson in the newsroom causing trouble already today. Hi, Johnson.
Good morning.
We got a lot to do. Johnson, Al, Johnson's really good at finding odd little twists that require constant attention. And we'll be doing some of that because Johnson is very good at finding these twists.
Factoids.
For example, Al, why is Noah Syndergaard not pitching against the Mets? The fifth day is Saturday. The day he was scheduled, sixth day, was Sunday. He got moved to Monday. Intrigue. What is going on? And we got so much more stuff. We got a couple of guys who are coming in and out. Tell you what our contest is now. Their names are Seamus and Sam Glavin, right? No relation
like
to Tom
Glavin.
Yeah, but these guys, Al, in a year when a lot of people are whining that baseball is extremely boring.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe I might be one of those people, have endeavored to go 16,000 miles in a circuitous route around America to hit all 30 ballparks. That, and they're going to come in studio. They're going to New York tonight for number 29, and we'll be back here on Friday night for their final 30th ballpark.
That's pretty cool.
And I like that. I just want to know if it's boring to them because they went in the car for 16,000 miles, Jonesy. What are they listening to?
Yeah, that's a lot of radio.
What if you have gas that day? What happens then?
Oh, that's going to be a problem.
What happens then, Al? What
gas
are the rules?
Gas is expensive, yeah.
No, not that kind.
That's a lot of ballpark hot dogs,
the
man.
The free ones, Al. Right, anyway, we have a lot to do. We got G-Cop coming up at 7, Ben Davis coming up at 8, the Traveling Boys at 8:30, and the great Brian Billick at 9. And I just thought, Al, as kind of a twist, I watched the Phillies game. We will get into that. But since it was about as boring a game as you could ever see, Jots, do you believe how dull that thing was?
Yeah, awful. That couldn't end fast enough.
Oh, my God. Who is they? Couldn't hit that pitcher? I want to start with something admittedly stupid. Al, I would like to begin today's show with something stupid.
Good.
All right? Here's what it is. So I'm watching Hard Knocks Episode 2, the story of the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
And I'm only watching it because I am scouting them when the Eagles open their season in Detroit in a couple of weeks. Want to make sure we're seeing what we're seeing here. How nervous should we be getting? We don't want to lose the first game to a dog team like the Lions. They won 3 games last year. You got to beat that team.
Yes,
you're 4.5-point favorites on the road. You got to win that game. Right, Jonesy?
Yes, you do.
So I'm watching it, and they're in a tight game in their first preseason game against the Falcons. Tight game. They're leading late, and they want to win the preseason game. And you got to hear Dan Campbell, because as I'm watching this, I'm going, well, at least I'm not the only one that actually wants to win these things, all right? And here's Dan Campbell on the sideline in the latter stages of that game, acting like it was a major game for the Lions.
All right, here we go, man. Let's go close this game out, man. Yeah, I'm talking about scoring a touchdown. I'm going to close this game out.
I know it's preseason one. We're setting the tone right here about what we're about, what this city's about. They want to see us run this ball out and take three knees. They want to see us run this thing out right here. Hey, we need first downs to do it.
All right, very attentive. And then almost immediately out, they fumble. Because they're the Lions, right?
Yep.
And then the Falcons come downfield, and they're on a fourth down play, and they basically throw up a prayer in the corner of the end zone. I don't know who the hell is supposed to cover this guy. These are all scrubs. These are the 13 guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one covers. The guy goes up, catches it, touchdown Falcons. And now they're on the sideline, and they're going nuts that they blew this game. They're home. They're trying to build up excitement, right?
Yeah.
And again, after they let the touchdown in, listen to how intense they are on the sideline.
We did. Here we go, Blau. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go get a touchdown. Go win this game. Be good. Be good. Go win the game.
Hey, let's go win it. Let's go win it. Hey, let's go win it. Let's go win it.
Oh, they did not win it. They lost. The final drive fizzled, and they lost the game, 27-23.
That's awesome.
All right, but I'm watching it, and I'm going, well, they care about the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I realize most of the people on the field are probably not going to be part of the roster. They may be out of practice squad. They may be in another team. But they still, those guys were really trying to win the game. Mm-hmm. So I went, wow, let me go back and see if the same level of intensity was happening at the end of the Eagles game, because what happened at the end of that game, to me only, was insanely frustrating, because I had dedicated, Al, 3+ hours of my very important time on a Friday night. You know all the things I could be doing.
Yeah.
Think of all my other options. About all the bars in Sea Isle where I could have a lampshade on my head. Think about all the partying I could have been doing.
You were hoping for overtime.
There is no overtime in preseason.
Oh, no karaoke that night for you?
Could you at least learn the rules, Al?
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, so I'm watching this, and the Eagles, their worst players, completely caved in to the worst players on one of the worst teams in football, the Jets.
Yes.
And I was going, what? Marilyn Mike must be. They're competitors. They must care. Let's listen to them.
And so it ends. If this were a regular season game, you'd be gnashing your teeth. However, it isn't. There have been some very encouraging signs for the Eagles. A preseason loss is no big deal.
I was gnashing my teeth. I was gnashing. I was gnashing. And then he made it clear that although they didn't care, the coach is dead. Listen.
You know, despite the fact that the first two units played very, very well, Nick Sirianni will not be happy because he is one of the most competitive guys in the world, whether he's playing hoops or anything else, it doesn't matter.
The guy wants to beat you in tiddlywinks.
Anything.
And I will say this. On the sideline in the latter part of that game, I don't know if anyone else was watching it, he was coaching hard to win the game.
Yeah, you have
he
to.
He cared.
He has to.
So here's the situation. Al. This is a rarity. I don't remember this happening at any time in the last few years. Sunday at 1 o'clock, the perfect time for football.
Right.
The Eagles will be playing. They're in Cleveland Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Perfect. You want to get ready for the regular season. There's your schedule right there.
Mm-hmm.
You got it right there.
You're right.
Set it up. Do what you normally do on a regular Eagles Sunday, a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
I will be on a beach with a week off coming up.
Nice.
I will dismantle my cabana. I will haul my equipment in.
All right.
And I will settle in to watch football.
Nice.
And it is my belief, I don't think it's official yet, that none of the starters are going to play.
It's very unlikely.
Very unlikely any of them are going to play.
Right.
I don't care. Because that there, that green jersey, that's my team. And it's my team 20 times a year. Hopefully 22, 23 playoff game. And 17 of those count in the standings. and three of them don't, and I still care.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, driving in today, Johnson, am I the last competitor among the fan base in this town? Am I the only one that watches a sports event, regardless of its impact on the standings, and still roots hard for his team to win?
Hmm.
Think it over.
There's very few that do.
Why?
Because we've been programmed.
I don't understand. You're dedicating your hours to this. You love your team. Why do you want to see them get trounced the way the Eagles did in the final minutes against the Jets?
Because your team has spent hours letting you know that these games do not matter to them.
No, then you know what? You have been trained to not think like a fan.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I am a fan. And do you know I went to bed angry Friday night?
That's good. You should.
No, I kind of tossed and turned for a while, ticked off, and going, what's so great about the Jets' third string that somehow they could go the whole length of the field in a minute? How is that?
Exactly. Cool. Yeah, no, you're right.
And then I'm going, should I say something about Jonathan Gannon? Because he was a defensive guy who let them go right down the field. Nobody covered anyone. Everyone was wide open. Is it that meaningful? It's on television. I'm spending my time watching it, but I can't care what happens?
I love your attitude about it. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
I don't think a lot of people have it.
I love my attitude, too.
I'll tell you what. Listening to the contrast between the Lions and the Eagles, whether it be the broadcast or the coaches, etc., the first thing I thought of was, I know the Eagles are more talented, but the Lions already have the mindset we have to win.
No, in week one,
my biggest fear is injury. They're going to try to rip somebody's head off.
Because the guys they're trying to rip the head off haven't been hit much.
Exactly.
Look, I've already been down that road, and frankly, I've irritated a lot of people. Lions 27, Eagles 16. I'm not doing that right now. I just want to know. I am in search this morning of true competitors like me. Because I care. I don't think... If I'm sitting down to watch any sport, it's a competition.
Right.
Right. When I'm playing with my grandkids, Monopoly, I'm trying to scorch these kids. And some of them are under four.
But if you're, and as an Eagles, as an Eagles fan.
I compete. I can't help myself. It's a competition. You are the fun of it is that you are trying to be the winner.
Yeah, and it is the depth of your franchise. It is the depth of your team. So you do want to see them do well in situations like that. But they're not going to. They have told us they are not. They do not care what happens in any of these preseason games.
Let me give you one more. Dan Campbell, he cares. Dan Campbell,
he does.
Coach
it's
of the
a
Lions.
Big deal for him.
Now it's after the game and they blew it. Ugh. And he's talking to his players. Listen to this.
Look, that's frustrating, you know. It's frustrating because you don't win that game. And we should have won that game, but we didn't earn it. You guys know that. We didn't earn it.
The guy is acting like it meant something. Because to me, it does. Who out there? I got Malik. It's got up. Guys, you're going to watch Sunday, right? You're going to schedule your Sunday around an Eagles game.
You think?
Well, you don't get many of these. You're not going to watch it.
They're up against something really big.
I'm not on the air. What? Oh, the Phillies?
The exact same time.
Well, I enjoy that because then I go back and forth.
Yes.
I like the back and forth.
Those beach bars will be packed.
They will.
And they'll be both. If the Phillies win the first two,
right. Yep.
It will be a sports weekend in August. It'll be an unbelievable.
Maybe I'll go there.
Don't expect Cinder Garden.
No, don't ruin it for everybody else.
Maybe I'll order some hot drinks. How about that? Hey, barkeep. Screwdrivers all the way.
Oh God.
Screwdrivers. That's how you're gonna feel after that game. Both of them.
All right, here's our contest today. This is a fun contest because we got Seamus and Sam coming in.
Yeah.
And Josie's going to be a big help on this one, too. In fact, Josie, you're going to be the judge.
Yes.
All right? Josie is the judge today.
Seen a lot of places.
They will have seen all 30 Major League Baseball ballparks.
Cool.
What's the best place to see a sports event live, past or present?
Oh, past.
You can go back to a place that no longer exists and bring it back for this contest. And we have, a Jalen Hurts jersey. We have great stuff today.
We need Jalen Hurts jersey.
I got a Syndergaard jersey. But wow. I would have wore you on the all Syndergaard kinds of jersey. I checked with Johnson. You could only wear that once every 7 days.
Once a week. That's it.
He does not want to go to a 5-day rotation.
Don't get it dirty.
You can only, and you cannot wear it in New York because he doesn't want to face the Mets.
You'll feel differently when you wear it.
Johnson took that one up real quick. 215-592. Any ballpark or stadium, past or present, Jonesy will decide the finest ones for our prizes today. And Malik will kick us off from out here. Hi, Malik.
Good morning.
What's on your mind, pal?
The Phillies, they let me down yesterday, but here's what I'm going to say about the Eagles. Listen, I think Herm Edwards said it best. You play to win the game. If it's a pickup game, I don't want to lose because we just having fun. I'm out here to win. I take a Michael Jordan stance. I come to win the game. Not. I don't care what. It don't matter whether it's preseason, regular season. I'm not watching the Eagles just to see a bunch of players run around. I want them to win every single time. If I'm cheering for the team, that means I want them to win. It don't matter what we're doing.
Malik, you have created a very serious problem for me. My instinct is to leave this show right now and go home.
Oh.
Because there's no way anyone else calling in today will be as good as you just were. No one. You understand that, Malik? You and I should come to your house and we should play a board game. Because we would both intensely play that game. How do these people, Malik, when you're with other people watching these games, don't you get frustrated that they don't give a damn?
I can't. Here's the thing. I try not to watch games with people who aren't finally in tune. If you don't care about the Eagles winning or losing, I'm not watching the game with you because it's going to piss me off.
Including preseason, right, Malik? Any game.
If the Eagles are playing, I want them to win. Here's the thing. I want the Eagles to have the same mentality the Ravens have. Mm. They have a 23-game winning streak. Why? Because their coach, who used to coach in Philadelphia, says, I want to win every one of these games we play.
And I love that. And Jonesy, isn't this how you get in the habit of winning?
It is.
The experience, the sense of winning, regardless of the circumstances?
I actually believe that there is something to that, but it doesn't seem to be something that top teams really care about. I mean, teams that have been in the playoffs for the last, I guess the Eagles last year, but they, for some reason, do not put a big emphasis on these games.
Malik, you and I should be friends. We should hang out together and stuff.
You play to win the game.
Thank you. Malik, thank you for starting this show off in the right direction. Give me a ballpark or a stadium you would love to see a game in.
The only stadium to host two playoff games at the same time. The Mecca Sports. You already know. Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden. Wow. All right. Molly, great call. Stay right there. Al, MSG, yeah, you played in
I
it.
I did, yeah.
The first time you went to Madison Square Garden, were there tingles?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah?
And you walk up this huge ramp.
Yeah.
Like, there is elevators, but you come in the same ramp that the Zambonis go all the way up, but it's on the fifth floor.
Oh!
So you walk, and it's just kind of such a remarkable place, and it's better than it now than it even was then because they did some renovations in it.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. And the crowd was right and still is right on top of you.
As a player, do you feel the history?
You do. You feel all
the
all
great events that have happened over the past century.
Yeah. And it's an original six team for hockey. So it's like that's a huge thing. And the history is right on top of you and the fans let you know. They're very similar, obviously, to Flyer fans back in the day.
Keith Jones, I told you he'd be good on this, Al. He knows this stuff.
Well, that's one.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what you think, Al, because you've been in a lot of these places, especially the arenas.
I love Madison Square. The big freight elevators you come up in.
Freight elevator?
Oh, it's awesome.
215. By the way, there were rumors that James Dolan was selling his teams, and then he said that those rumors were not true. But hope leads on. People still hope. 215-592-9494. When we return, I want you to I want to talk a little more about Hard Knocks, Al, because they did something in that show that I think is good TV, but now highly controversial. And Deuce Staley is the star of that show. All right, welcome back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back 6:24. I got to find out. It's not, I can't, Johnson, do you remember the last time the Eagles had a Sunday 1 o'clock game in the preseason?
I'll look it up.
It's a long time.
It's an odd time. It's usually Thursday or Friday.
They must be a TV network tie-in of some kind, for sure. But to me, that's the magic hour. Al, there is nothing in my life that is more exciting Sunday at 1, Eagles playing. Jonesy, is there anything better?
I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Remember when you had the pool in Chemung?
Yes, I do.
And you would be in the pool soaking and looking at your big screen over the bar.
Yep, that's a great day.
Whoever bought that, God bless them. Yeah, what a good deal they got.
Lucky,
did
lucky.
They also inherit your farm animals?
They might have.
What happened to your ass?
Oh. It's still there.
Oscar?
I left my ass in the pool.
No, Oscar, the jackass.
Yeah, he's there.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's there.
You hope.
Oh, how weird is that? You sell your house and you throw in your jackass?
Yeah, his wife's there too.
Your wife is there too?
That's very nice. Poor lady.
That's rude. Ava Graham, first of two questions of the day.
All right. It is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Equinox SUVs in stock. Excellent Armin rebates and lease offers available now. Find new roads. Shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. Will you schedule your weekend around the Eagles preseason game Sunday at 1? Yes or no?
Yes. Jonesy.
Yes, I will.
Al.
No.
Johnson. Johnson.
Yes, and by the way, the last Sunday preseason game they had was 2015.
Wow, this is a long time. Ava, will you schedule your Sunday around that game?
No, because I'm a baby shower.
Johnson, when you're watching that game, will you want to see your home team victorious?
Of course you do.
There it is. Jonesy, will you be rooting?
I will, but they will lose.
because they don't care.
One other factor with Jonesy, Al, he's probably going to place a wager knowing him. All right, I got to get this in because I am now mesmerized by Hard Knocks, which I have never watched at the end of the year and only started watching this year because I was scouting the Lions. And I'm watching this. Two thoughts. If you have seen it, please call it and see if you agree with me. Deuce Staley. The more I see Deuce Staley in meetings with his, he's with this DeAndre Swift as their runner, and he's trying to motivate the kid, and he's trying to tell him what to do. And he's really, Al, this is a preseason game. This man has a motor. He is inspiring. He's intense. And above all else, he's profane. I can't play for you one thing he says in there because every other word, Al, is really strong. But it's okay. I don't mind it because it shows passion, shows intensity.
Yeah, it works.
It was phenomenal. And the second thing, and this, Josie, I got to ask you because you're at the network TV level.
Yeah.
So they got this defensive end, top pick from Michigan, Aiden Hutchinson. And he is a very, very good young player. He is going to be a handful for the Eagles in the opener. He's really good. Mm-hmm. But they have selected, I don't know what the process is, to not just feature him, but to feature in depth his family, all of whom, except for the father, are spectacularly good-looking people.
The dad's handsome, though.
No, the dad, you want a mystery. How did that happen? This guy, when you see this woman, his mom, Aiden Hutchinson's mom,
beautiful.
Who, by the way, is still a model in her early 40s, and his sisters, who are all models.
One's
and
Miss Michigan.
Yeah,
my goodness.
One's Miss Michigan.
Yep.
And they're all, wow. And you got to picture this at 82-inch high def. Johnson.
It's
Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, my dog got up. My dog got up.
I wasn't familiar. It's certainly worth the Google search.
What about dad?
No. Dad
he
remains.
Was Mr. Michelin.
No. Dad. Bottom line is this, Johnson.
We'll walk right into that one.
How much, even today, in a Me Too, a very politically correct world, how much do looks still matter? How did they end up with that fam?
I think it's a nice bonus. I think the family's very interesting. I think that's why the family's there. They're a family that's doing a lot of different things.
No, they're really aggressive and they're doing stuff. But they're also insanely telegenic.
Yeah, they are. I think that helps, but I don't think that's the main thing. I think the fact that they're very interesting is the reason that they're on there.
I have one other thing. All right, Jonesy? And you don't have to answer this if you don't want.
He's lying.
He was on he was unemployed.
Well, yeah.
Al, a year ago he was unemployed.
Uh-huh.
He was a free agent.
Okay.
And then TNT came along and hired him for their hockey coverage. Did they hire you for your hockey expertise or for your looks?
Oh, my God.
You are looking at me, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
No, it's radio. Exactly. What the hell good does that do?
Exactly.
Do you believe they're exploiting your handsome nature?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I feel violated.
Scott is not alive for Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. What's good with you, Joe?
What are you thinking, Scott?
Thinking. I heard some bad news. I'm surprised. I don't know if it was Ike and Mark's show yesterday. Joe Giulio was on, and they said their only alternative for a center fielder might be to bring back Ah,
yeah. We are dealing with that later. But I will go to our baseball guy now, John Johnson. John, is there any validity to that speculation?
There is a chance.
Brother JJ, come on. Tell me that's the April Fool's.
The one guy that could have immediately brought up was Muziata, and he had a season-ending knee injury. So now they're in a tough spot.
Oh, man. Scott, no. This is we can't get rid of him.
No, he's like a bad habit. It won't go away. But I heard that Brother Angelo's going to lit. Tell me it's not true, Brother JJ.
There's a chance.
That's all
I know right now. There's a chance.
There's a chance. They are very, very thin in the outfield position.
There is zero chance.
There is zero.
Zero.
You're positive.
There's no way.
Do you promise us?
Yes, there's no way. What? Think about this. How long? Odubel's been there forever, right?
Yep.
Do other teams need people?
No one went near him.
Nobody's gone
near him. No one sniffed him.
Doesn't play. they got something going in terms of chemistry. Yep. I don't think this manager would allow it.
Ah.
This is the manager who went to who after the third base thing, he wouldn't allow. He's quiet as he seems. I think he would absolutely put the cup on.
There's nothing to gain from it.
Nothing.
It's over. It's
well,
over.
But it's
done.
Another body to play
no,
the
it
position.
Doesn't, no, it's not
no.
another body.
It's not.
No.
All right. Scott, I'm getting assurances from my sources here at the show that it's
stupid.
Not going to happen.
Good. When I heard that, I literally wanted to pass out.
I hope it doesn't happen. That would be awful.
We have to see if Marsh is going to go on the IL, which we'll find out probably by Friday morning.
Well, he might get hurt less if he shaved. I'm just saying. Right, anyway, Scott, what did you want to say about the football team?
Unfortunately, I'm going to be working. It's for a good cause. I'm taking Nia down to Wildwood next weekend, so I'll be working. But I'll be listening now.
You will be listening. If the Eagles do something good, will you be pleased?
I sure will.
If they do something bad, will you be displeased?
Sure will.
So if they lose the game, will that bother you?
Nope. Preseason.
I set it up so great. I set it up perfect, and then bang, he slapped me. All right, Scott, give me a great place to see a sports event.
You know, I'm going to be a homer, but I'm going to say the former place in Philadelphia, the Spectrum.
The Spectrum.
Great answer.
Jonesy can tell you. He
excellent
played
answer
there. Jonesy, all the hockey places.
Yep.
Top five?
It was the most intimidating place to play.
It was. Like, you saw it as an enemy and as a friend.
Yes, and if you weren't ready to play when you stepped on the ice at the Spectrum as a visitor, you were going to get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
so
that was.
But
an
what
awesome
about
ring
watching as a fan?
Well, the fans were, and you actually could attest to it better, you're right on top of the glass was not that high.
It wasn't
the
even
fans
there.
Were, yeah, it
Al, you
there
were all over
places.
North America. Was that one of the best places to see a hockey game?
Yeah, mostly because of the crowd and the team.
Yeah. Was it as good for basketball?
I don't.
Okay. Because I would assume also on top of the
yeah, but
the
there
court,
was no intimidation the way there was an I mean we it was unbelievable the intimidation just coming into that place.
It's cool. Matt's up next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Ange. How are we doing?
I'm good, Matt. What's on your mind today, pal?
Well, you're talking about, you know, winning this morning and caring about winning, but you're still on the Lions thing. What's up with that?
I am here for one reason above all others. If I am not, please correct me. My football expertise is widely regarded among the finest in this country.
How are you defining wide?
Very wide.
Matt, it's the way I feel. I honestly think. I, you know what it is? It's a statement about the way the Eagles have run their training camp. I don't think it's the way you're going to win early in the season. And I don't think it worked all that well last year, even after they won the first game. They went 1-5 the next six. Matt, I'm really worried that they will not be ready when they start.
Yeah, to start the show, you kind of made my point by playing those, you know, cuts with the Lions. It's like they can – I appreciate the energy that Dan Campbell has, and I respect him, but his team is not good enough.
I agree.
The energy, but they're not good enough.
But there are teams that are not as good as other teams that win every year. You know that. You've seen it many times with the Eagles over the years. Lesser teams beat you. They can't do this with that schedule. Those first four games, Matt, are a gift. Do you understand? They're a gift. They're a 4-0 start. We're all on top of the world. We're having the time of our lives unless they're not ready to win the first four games, which they are highly favored at all four.
Yeah, I understand, especially the first game. It's anybody's game, but I'm just making the point that, like, all this energy and, you know, stuff that the Lions are doing, it still doesn't make them a good team.
Well, the real point here is I'm an intense competitor. I'm not positive you are, Matt. That's the real story here.
No, I'm picking them to win. You're picking them to lose.
No, that's not. That doesn't indicate if you're an intense competitor. All I'm doing is setting myself up for more aggravation when they do lose.
What are you more worried about? They lose the game or they lose players?
They lose the game. I'm more worried about losing players.
I'm more worried there's going to be
because
guys
because they
hurt.
Haven't been hit.
That's the problem.
That's a problem too. But I care most about the outcome of the game over any injuries ever, in any sport at any time.
Right.
I need the W. Matt, give me right now a great place to see a sports event.
I'd go to Wembley for an NFL game.
Oh, Wembley Stadium. Now, I don't know about that because I don't know if the people in the stands understand the game they're watching.
I might go to Wembley, but it wouldn't be for an NFL game.
It'd be for soccer?
Yeah.
I'd shoot myself first
what?
Before I did that.
Why would you go?
I have not seen Wembley.
Why would you go? I mean, the whole experience would be...
To see a real English event.
Yeah.
Watch the hooligans.
Plus, something tells me like 40,000 of people are people that came over from America.
Wait.
Football, yes.
To act stupid the way they do here. 215-592-9494. I got room for you. I got Steve and Dave. You will get on real soon. And I'm just looking for the best places to see a sports event because we got Seamus and Sam Glavin coming in. They have traveled 16,000 miles all over the country this summer to see a baseball game in every ballpark in America, every Major League Baseball ballpark. 215-592-9494. We come back. This is classic Johnson. Johnson sees a problem, and he talked me into believing it, too.
It's a big problem.
I am 100% on board.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 6:44 is the time. So Al's reasoning out this Sunday situation we got because you got the Phillies playing the Mets Sunday, and you've got the Eagles playing in Cleveland on Sunday. And Al just said to me, if the Phillies do well on the front end of the series here against the Mets, by Sunday there'll be more people watching the meaningful Mets-Phillies game than the meaningless Eagles-Browns game. That would amaze me, Al, because football always beats baseball. It doesn't matter what circumstances.
But they've announced nobody's play unless Watson.
Right.
If the quarterback plays on the other team.
Ah.
I don't know.
Oh, Deshaun Watson. Oh dear. That could be ugly. But here's the main point. The Phillies would have to do really well in the early part of that, but they might not.
They might not.
Because for a reason that John Johnson will attempt to explain right now, the fifth day for Noah Syndergaard, the new top starting pitcher Dave Dombrowski acquired before the trade deadline, the fifth day would be Saturday when they're scheduled to play a doubleheader, a huge day for the Mets and Phillies. And he was never really scheduled to do that. They had him going Sunday, the final game of that series. And Johnson, what is an update now on Syndergaard in that Mets series?
Noah Syndergaard will no longer be pitching Sunday, but Monday, the following day against the Reds, because they want to give him an extra day off.
No, that's two extra days off because that's the seventh day.
That's correct.
He pitches every fifth day.
That's correct.
And he's going in the seventh day and avoiding his ex-team, the Mets. Do you have any theories on this, Mr. Johnson?
Well, first of all, this wouldn't be the first time he's done that this season. When he was with the Angels prior to being acquired by the Phillies in the second week of June, he had an extra rest day to avoid facing his former team. And I take serious issue with this on multiple levels. First of all, he was acquired here as a rental player in the middle of a pennant run. I need you available every 5 days. I don't want to hear Tommy Johns anymore. We're in the latter half of August. You can go every 5 days now. That's why you were brought here. You are on an expiring contract. I want to get back to the postseason. He is demonstrating right now that he's not a winning player, and he might even be a coward.
Well, that's the fun part. If Johnson,
yes,
if he talked his way out of facing the Mets when he was an Angel and is doing it again here, what does that say about the guy?
Yeah, that would be a really strange thing for an athlete, because normally when you've been traded from a team or where a team is kind of worn thin as far as you staying there, you want to beat that team badly.
Don't you?
You want to beat that team more than any other team in the entire league.
Yeah. I think,
so
yeah.
You would, hold on.
They discarded you.
Even if they came up with this, because nowadays there's a lot of soft stuff going on.
You would fight it.
Yeah, you would 100%. Go, no, Rob, yep. Get me. Yes. Do you know? Well, hold on. Because he's not starting, mm-hmm. Who are we using in a game we would otherwise
Gibson.
Not be using?
So the
no
on Sunday,
not Gibson.
Sunday will be Gibson.
Saturday, yeah.
Because of this, you are going to get, I believe it's Wheeler for one game.
Wheeler.
Right now, it's up in the air. It's either Bailey Falter or a bullpen game.
I hate a bullpen game, and I don't like Falter. So I could have Syndergaard. Hold on a minute. So I could have Syndergaard Sunday,
mm-hmm.
And I could use Wheeler and Gibson Saturday.
Well, you could have had Syndergaard Saturday.
Can't have Gibson's. I don't think Gibson's normal rest will be Sunday.
All right, fine. Then Syndergaard pitches Saturday, and Gibson pitches Sunday.
You could have had.
I get all my best pitches, but I'm not doing that.
You're
against a freaking Mets.
Your four game set against the best team in the NL right now could have been Wheeler, Nola, Syndergaard, Gibson.
Oh, and we didn't do that.
Nope.
That's frustrating.
You
furthermore, I have one other question about that series, and we will explore this further tomorrow, I assure you. Will Keith Hernandez be there?
No, he's not going to be there.
Why not?
He's a coward. Right. Simple as
all
that.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, this apparently is the coward section of our show.
Oh, absolutely.
But
two
he's
cowards.
He will not show up.
Two Mets that are afraid.
He's not
coming
to the game?
I will say, I want to get into this later.
I'm confused.
It is written into his contract. He had it placed in his contract to avoid as many Phillies series as possible because he does not like the Phillies.
I'm confused about
this.
You're telling me Syndergaard would have pitched Saturday?
On 5 days, it would have been Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday is 6 days. Monday is seven.
What's your problem?
And he's not pitching
again. I don't think he would have pitched on a Saturday. I think he would have.
So he still would have pitched Sunday.
Wouldn't you rather have Gibson against the Mets and have Syndergaard go against the Cubs, the Reds?
If Syndergaard doesn't want to face his old team, either to pad his stats against the Reds, you got him.
What if they asked him to do him a favor? What if you asked him to do him a favor and skip it so that you go against the Reds and we can?
Because Jonesy said it.
But Al,
Jonesy said it. That if you were a real competitor, you would want to face the team that you left.
Well, what if your team asked you, can you do
this?
No, I tell
you
them
still
no.
Wouldn't do it.
I'm a man first.
Al, why was he acquired? To skip a series like the Mets?
Yeah, but
to face the Reds only? Give me a break.
I'm with Johnson.
If I'm the manager, I'm doing everything to get...
if you're him and you're in a contract year where you're looking to get a new deal, you'd rather... pitch against Cincinnati right now?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what it is.
Although, literally, they couldn't even beat Cincinnati
which
yesterday.
Which is remarkable. They still couldn't
I'm
get
getting out of that. You wanted to see a bad baseball game. You watched that thing yesterday.
Yeah, give me a Bailey Falter or a bullpen game against the Reds. I want Syndergaard against his former team.
Thank you. Johnson, I'm on Team Johnson on this one.
Get him, Johnson.
Jonesy, where are you? Johnson or Morganti?
For the first time in my life, I'm with Johnson. I'm disgusted in myself.
I got a pair of Steves. Let's start with my first Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello?
Steve, what do you think of this? Is Syndergaard a coward?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call.
I was going to say, I think the Phillies are going to sweep the Mets this weekend.
All right, so they're gonna sweep them all four games, Steve.
Hmm. Yeah.
With Bailey Falter pitching.
Hmm. Yes.
Are you drinking right now?
No.
Have you just snorted a line of cocaine?
Oh, God.
No.
Leave all right, Steve. Out of this,
Steve, you know what I Jeez. Like? I like a caller who's a few words. I oh, like it.
Yes.
Steve, do you have a ballpark you would like to see a game in?
I'd like to see the Phillies bats coming alive this weekend. Since the bats that died yesterday, I think this weekend they're going to be coming alive.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, earlier this hour you heard an amazing phone call. We are now showing you the flip side of that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's very positive.
Steve, I like your approach to life. Now give me some place you'd love to see a sports event.
Connie Mack
Stadium. That, to me, would be an excellent one. Because I've heard so many stories.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see if it was as dirty and dark as it appeared to be.
No, I never.
With the big Valentine's sign.
Yeah, yeah. There's Come a beer now. Sign, yep.
It's a, well, yeah.
Valentine's beer, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It went out of business.
Now, now you know, Ange, depending on what happens tonight, will determine who the Phillies face in the Mets rotation.
What do you mean?
Tonight, the Mets take on the Braves. The weather right now is not very promising. And they were discussing this yesterday on the Mets broadcast that there's a possibility if they end up getting rained out, that Jacob deGrom, who's supposed to go tonight, may go tomorrow night.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Can we get those clouds to hold off a little bit?
We'll find out.
Because deGrom looks pretty much unhittable.
Yeah.
Scary,
that's what I
it?
Saw.
Wow.
He is so good. Steve is on the line next. This is my second Steve. Let's see if he's better than the first one. Hi, Steve. You know, I'm going to favor the first one.
There he is.
Steve, you there?
Say hello.
What is Steve doing? Steve doesn't. I have no. Steve, are
You're
you
asleep?
There or not? Steve is not there.
He was.
All right, I will move to Dave in Mayfair. Hi, Dave.
What's up, man?
Is Syndergaard a coward, Dave?
It's kind of reminding me of Ben Simmons on the Nets not wanting to face the Sixers.
Wow. Mm. I have an update on Ben in a few minutes, too. We have a date now for his return.
I'll tell you what, I feel a lot better about this phone call after that last one. I feel like it's not too hard to follow up.
All right, I'm with you, Dave. This shouldn't be too hard for you. What do you think about the Phils right now?
Their center field option, I think you have multiple options, and I don't think going back to a Doable is a necessity. I don't think that at all. You got a guy in AAA named Jorge Bonifacio who's batting 247 with 11 RBIs. That's why about, if not better, or the same what you'd be getting with a Doable.
You got Verling.
All right, hold on. Al Morganti.
Yo.
Are you willing right now on this show to guarantee
yes.
that we will not have redux of Mr. Odubel Herrera?
I don't know anything about ducks, but
no.
Yeah, no.
Return.
Oh, no. He's not coming back.
He's not coming. You guarantee this.
Guaranteed.
All right. Johnson, do you guarantee it?
I hope Al's right, but I would not guarantee it.
He would not guarantee it. Dave, he's not guaranteeing it. If Odubel comes back, what will you do, Dave?
I mean, there ain't nothing I can do. I'm going to hope the guy can hit the ball and shut his mouth and actually run to that place. That's all I can do.
I will eat a bagel on the air.
No way.
Yep.
You will? With no butter.
No, he eats every time. That's
how I have it anyway.
That's cutting edge. Dave, give me a great place to see a sports event.
The vet said?
The vet.
No one said the vet. All right, hold on, Dave. I need a little more information when the vet comes up. Vet for baseball? Vet for football.
I like it for baseball. That's the only place I've ever seen it there.
Vet for baseball. Ugh.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
I'm not the judge.
I've been there.
But that would not be the one I would pick.
If you could go back in time and actually do that, I bet players would refuse to go on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're probably right.
Today's world.
For either sport.
Especially
there were crevices.
And the dangers, the health dangers that people 100%. Were talking about and stuff.
Yeah. All right, I got a Philly slow board. I got my friend Tracy from Atlanta coming up, and I got Brian, and I got you. You will get on soon. Five great prizes today, including a Noah Syndergaard jersey. I got a Hurts player name and number T-shirt. I got a Tyrese Maxey replica jersey. Wow, I got a jersey? Number 3 hours a jersey. That's amazing. I got tickets to Phillies Mets this Saturday at 1:05, the first of the two games. And I got the Flyers State hometown T-shirt. all four sports represented. You will get something great in one of the sports if you win. Damus a place. You got these two guys who are driving 16,000 miles.
Mm-hmm, a lot of gas.
Sammy Ballpark. Yeah, in more ways than one. And I'm just looking for – I'm going to ask them what's the best place to see a baseball game in. What's the best place you know? Past or present, see a sports event. 215-592-9494. The great G. Cobb is coming up next. Now, I want to find out how much of a competitor he is. But let me tell you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.